I speak to you not of mine own authority, but in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Please be seated. Today's gospel, like every gospel, the entire gospel, brings good news to all who would listen. And in the gospel appointed for today, there are familiar words that we hear in church offer every Sunday before we take communion. Those words of the centurion: Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my soul shall be healed. It's a prayer of that centurion who showed scant regard for God, but in this situation, when he met Jesus Christ, he was able to utter those words. But not only to utter those words, to see that when God is called upon, God responds. He saw where his servant, who was sick, was healed. So today, I want us to look at the gospel, and I want to talk this morning about prayer. Prayer. Why do I want to talk about prayer? It is because for all of us Christians, I believe the most important act that you and I can do is to pray. We all pray. And although the word prayer is not once mentioned in today's gospel from St. Matthew, I think, my friends, that this gospel is telling us something important, very important, about prayer. Let us look at what our gospel is telling us, and let us look at how we, as members of the household of God, the faithful, how do we pray? A leper came to Jesus. Kneeling down before him, and he uttered these words: if you wish, you can make me clean. If you wish, you can make me clean. And there are two important elements in his prayer. When the leper says, if you wish, he is saying, not as I want so desperately, but as you wish, Lord. Not as I want so desperately, but as you wish. He is saying, in other words, I trust your will, Jesus. I trust your will, Jesus. I trust that you want only the best for me. You know what is the best for me, and you will give me only the best. We see, my friends, that the leper's prayer is full of faith and also full of confidence. We should look again that he did not say, maybe you can make me clean. He never said, maybe you can make me clean. He said, I know you can make me clean. I have no doubt. I know you can. Jesus stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said these words, I do it I will do it. I do will it be made clean. So throughout the Gospels, it is the same story over and over. Jesus responded to prayer, prayer that was made with real faith and confidence. Your faith, Jesus says, has saved you. Your faith, Jesus says, has saved you. How many times have we heard that in the Gospels, my friend, that your faith has saved you? There was once a professor in a seminary in Ohio. His name was Dr. Edward Bosworth. He was known to be a man of deep prayer. And one day a man visited him, a man whose daughter Mary was having problems. And he wrote to Dr. Bosworth asking him to include Mary among those for whom he prayed each day. And when he made that request to Dr. Bosworth, the man received an immediate reply in which Dr. Bosworth expressed his concern for Mary. But Dr. Bosworth went on to say it was impossible for him to include Mary on his prayer list because the list was already full. Dr. Bosworth wrote, and I quote, "I don't think I should have more people on my list than I can attend to thoughtfully and prayerfully." He goes on in his note to say, "A person must mean business with all the powers of his mind and spirit when he lifts another person in prayer to God. When there is a vacancy on my list, I will include Mary." Now, my friends, we may not all agree with Dr. Bosworth's decision, but we cannot doubt his conviction that we must mean business. We must mean business when we pray. Lots of people over my 30 years of ministry have asked me to pray for them, or asked me to pray for a friend in need. And I always say I will place them in my prayer bundle. The bundle is pretty big. So many friends who ask for prayer, or not only in this country, but all over the world where I have friends, will call and ask for prayer. I remember only last week, one dear friend, young woman in Jamaica, who went to New Year's Eve service, and she collapsed and died right there. Massive stroke, unexpected. And her daughter, her sister, called asking, "Please, Carlton, remember us in prayer." It was tough for her, not only tough, but her brother 6 months ago died. So you see, requests come to the priest and to ordinary people for prayers for help. So whenever I celebrate the Holy Communion, whenever I celebrate Holy Eucharist, whenever I celebrate the Mass or pray the daily offices, when I say morning and evening prayer, I say to the Lord, first of all, my God, I present to you my bundle. I cannot remember each name or specific need, but I know God knows all the names, and God accepts my prayer bundle. I hope, my friends, that that does not mean that I do not take prayer seriously like Dr. Bosworth. I believe that I do take those requests seriously. I do not say that my prayer bundle cannot take on another person, because I believe that God's mercy and God's love are bigger than my bundle. Now let us look at how we pray. How do we pray? Do we take prayer seriously? Do we mean business when we pray, or could we describe our prayer as casual or half-hearted? Is prayer our first resort? Is it made with confidence and faith? Or is it our last resort, as in sometimes when we say, I've tried everything else I can do now, all I can do now is pray? Do we pray convinced that God hears us and God wants only the best for us? Or do we pray as if God doesn't really care and does not really want to help us? Do we pray without really expecting anything to happen? And if something does happen, are we surprised? Do we say, oh my God, I prayed for something and it worked? Just think about that. And I close with these words, my friends. Those words of the leper should be our words as we go throughout this week. If you wish, you can make me clean. I truly believe you can. I have full confidence you can. Will you? And we hear the words of Jesus saying to us, I will do it. Be made clean. Amen.